Hola, everybody. It's Guy Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. Astrology for the Soul, Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Maybe today's song is Take Me to the River. Ow! I tell you, man, it is the hot and dry season down here. I can't wait to jump in that pool as soon as I'm done with this freaking report. But what's going on? We're all emotionally a little stressed these days. Today, the moon is conjunct Uranus, square Saturn. Now, the Saturn square Uranus is going on all year, like I've said before. It's just exact, you know, today. I'm going to talk about that. Then, by Friday, the moon goes into Gemini. And we have our first quarter square moon, because why? Hello, tomorrow, Sun goes into Pisces. So that, that squares at like 1 degrees. No sooner does the Sun get into Pisces than whammo, gets smacked with a square by the moon in Gemini. Pisces Gemini, that's a mutable square. I'm going to talk about that. What else happens on Friday besides the Sun square the moon? Venus exactly square Mars. Look at that frickin' river. I don't know if I should go down there to do the report or go back up by the pool to do the report, or maybe get some of these here waterfalls. Let's see here, I can get closer to the river, just do some boulder hopping here, get some of this in there. Where was I? Yeah, Venus square Mars. I'm going to be talking about that, right? That's at like 23 degrees. Taurus to Aquarius. If you got any fixed planets around 23 degrees or around 6-7 degrees, you're getting smackarooned. That is basically Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius. So, last but not least, you know, the moon is going to be moving into Cancer by Sunday, you know, coming to oppose Pluto by next week. But the last thing I'll be talking about, and I'm going to read the Sabian symbol for today, is that Mercury stations and goes direct. All right. On Saturday. Yeah. So, hallelujah, things are going to start moving forward again. I mean, it's not like they stopped at a standstill or anything, but maybe they're going to start making a little more sense. Let me look at the camera, talk at you. Okay, well, as usual, I will apologize for the sound of the water. If it's too loud for you, I'm sorry, but this is a very nice spot with a nice background. I can't help it. I'm a little bit of a rebel today. I gotta say, I've got Mercury, Mars, Venus, and Pluto opposite Venus, square Mars. So I'm feeling a little feisty. So if I get a little feisty today, the important thing with all this Aquarius is that you observe yourself being feisty, or you observe yourself being sad, angry, mad, crying, whatever. But that observer brings you into this place of witnessing yourself. Then you can evolve and shift out of that into another phase. But it's actually good to go there instead of suppressing, denying, and avoiding it, right? So speaking of evolutionary stages, I have to read where Mercury is going direct. So Mercury goes up through Aquarius and says, I need to repeat, I need to redo, I need to go back and check this out again. I'm going to go back over Jupiter, back over Venus, I'm going back to 11 degrees 1 minute, which is actually the 12th degree of Aquarius. So I'm going to read what? The Sabian symbol for the 12th degree. Very apropos for what's happening today on a social level. On a vast staircase stand people of different types, graduated upward. The necessity of recognizing differences of types and levels of development wherever human beings live and work together. This symbol obviously refers to the ascending process of evolution of life forms and consciousness. It seems to apply especially to the fact that differences of levels exist among human beings. The ideal of egalitarianism has to be balanced by a realization that hierarchy of levels is a fact of nature. Each person should be aware of the level at which he or she stands, even as they strive to move toward a higher one. They should look up for inspiration and examples while helping the human beings of the next lower level to reach up. This is the great give and take of evolution, and it applies to socio-cultural evolution as well as the progression of biological species. This warns us against sentimentally overstressing our Western egalitarianism, which essentially applies to the spiritual core of all individual persons considered children of God or spiritual monads. Every human being is potentially divine as an individual person, but the natural progression of states of consciousness is an unavoidable reality to accept at the social mental level. How Mercury is that? How Aquarius is that? Unity in diversity. Do we have unity in diversity going on right now? I don't think so. Oh, shit. Almost kicked my water bottle into the river. Speaking of unconsciousness, uh-oh, it's raining. Get out of here. Speaking of the unexpected, let's knock this sucker out. What I want to talk about today, I was actually thinking about it, and you can play around with this a little bit yourself. I don't want a stereotype, but it's fun to play around, especially with these evolutionary stages. I did a whole hour, hour and a half or something, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And I talk about the evolutionary stages, and I show a diagram of the evolutionary stages. You might have to fast forward a little bit, but it's in there. And we all have many multiple lifetimes, and we move from a place of new to Earth, new to time and space in the third dimension, you know, and then individuate, and then spiritualize, and then graduate, right? We're on the school of planet Earth. And so even when I'm going to name some characters, I'm going to name some names here, and I'm going to let you guess what stage. Are they consensus? Which is consensus, okay, the norm, you know, listen to mainstream media or direct mainstream media, okay, that's 3/4 of the population. And then you've got the individuated, okay, you know, your conspiracy people and your anti this and rebels and that and every, that's 20% of the population. And then you've got the spiritual stage, 5% of the population. Okay, that, you know, is kind of more into the spiritual invisible, divine, whatever. So, I was thinking, now let's just think, Saturn in Aquarius. Well, you know, I mean, what is that? Aquarius is not just unity and diversity. The shadow of Aquarius is actually arrogance and elitism. Aquarius rules the jet set. I think like Dubai is Aquarius. Ancient Atlantis is Aquarius, right? Science, technology, artificial intelligence, blah, 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 blah. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. It's a little tricky now with Uranus and Taurus squaring its own sign. And Saturn, before they discovered Uranus, Saturn was the ruler of Aquarius. So he's the co-ruler, very powerful, and likes it there. And if I think of like Saturn and Aquarius, I could, you know, one thing, Saturn, the establishment, the authorities, the this, that, and the other thing. I mean, and in Aquarius, right? It's political, this, that, or the other. I can think of Dr. Fauci. I think he just got an award. They just gave him an award for, doing such great work. I could think of Bill Gates. Above, beyond the elite, the billionaires that are, you know, kind of dictating, what should be or supposed to be or whatever. Then look at, and that's square, okay, to Uranus in Taurus. And what's this Uranus in Taurus? Well, to me, the Uranus in Taurus would be kind of like maybe Elon Musk. Okay, doesn't want to wear masks. He was going to move out of California because they were going to, you know, lock down the state or something. And he wants to go inhabit Mars and, you know, really do this kind of Taurus, revolutionize electric cars. Taurus is resources, okay, and oil, electricity, electric car, this kind of a thing. So, you know, you got, and this is more of the rebel, this Uranus and Taurus, okay, could also be along with Mars. Let's look at Mars and Taurus. If I think of Mars and Taurus, okay, I could think of the Oath Keepers, or I could think of the Proud Boys. Right, you know, going around with their guns, you know, and, you know, Taurus wants to conserve, fix, and not really change. So, you know, Uranus going through Taurus, you know, it's even like, you know, Elon Musk is what? He's revolutionizing. What, did he just buy a $1.5 billion of cryptocurrency, changing the whole cryptocurrency market? You know, I told you to buy cryptocurrency last year, right? I bought a bunch last summer. I'm very glad I did. You know, it's like, yeah. And this is going to keep going. Uranus's sudden, unexpected ups and downs, extremes with the finances, the money markets. Things are really changing in that realm. You know, and Musk is right in there. And, you know, along with, I don't know, I could see Trump kind of being Mars and Taurus. I know he's got Mars and Leo, but anyway. Squaring Venus in Aquarius. Like, what's Venus in Aquarius? You know, I think of the LGBTQ movement. I think of Black Lives Matter people that want to revolutionize, equalize, bring, you know, forward, you know, progressive, futuristic models of an integrated society, this kind of a thing, right? And so you can see these kinds of odds going against each other. In broad terms, I would say Taurus is a little more conservative. Aquarius is more liberal, right? But when you've got Saturn in Aquarius, this is where it gets mixed up. And we can see the lines are really crossing here. Okay, you know, the Republicans used to be conservative, but now we've got extremely, you know, a conspiracy theory that are, you know, like, whoa, you know, above, outside, and beyond or whatever. So it's very, you know, there's this kind of, well, I will say collapse collapse of the way that society has been structured. And it is also, let's look at the personal astrology for the soul. Let's look at inside each one of us. Saturn in Aquarius, I think I've said it before, is the superego. You know, we all have this kind of superego, like, you know, this is the way you've got to be, got to say, got to walk, got to act, you know, this is your boom. I mean, there's a very powerful model here of the awakened, enlightened individual. Yes, liberated from the norms and constraints of daily third dimensional realities. Taurus, Uranus and Mars in Taurus. That's just my bull. Fertility. My genitals. Right? My animal. My survivor. Right? I just did this core experience. The survivor self. They have three. The survivor self, the wounded self, and the healthy self. And where are we? We go back and forth between the three, but, you know, Taurus is about survival. And so we may descend out of our Aquarian superego ideals down into Taurus. Show me the money, you know. And these, you know, this is, we're all kind of going at it with ourselves, as well as we can see it mirrored out there in society. So what I want to say is, you know, that this is the fall of the patriarchy after 6,500 years. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll keep on saying it. This is at least a 500-year transition. And, you know, it's 1776 to, you know, what is that? 2250 or something. I don't know, man. No, 2050. I'm being very nice. You know, this kind of maybe started with the United States and maybe end with the fall of the United States when Pluto comes around and returns to where it was when the United States was born. But don't let me ramble. The mantra today, I really want to, you know, look at this because we have, you know, all these planets in Aquarius. And the moon is moving in, I mean, the sun is moving into Pisces. The moon is moving into Gemini. The north node of the moon is in Gemini, right? And what I want to talk about today and the mantra that I think is really good for this time period with Mercury retrograde station to go direct. Retrograde is reflect, remodel, rethink, recognize. It is really about, you know, let's look inward, let's look at ourselves, and what we will find with Aquarius is how complex society is, our psychology is, life is. Aquarius is about knowing. Jupiter in Aquarius, yeah, you know, is the ruler of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the right brain. Jupiter's right brain, intuition. I know what I know without knowing how I know it. It's the co-ruler of Pisces. Again, Neptune in Pisces, Sun going into Pisces, Venus going to go into Pisces very shortly next week. We're going to have a lot of Pisces energy happening here. And that is very powerfully imagination, intuition, you know, fantasy, dream. So what we want to do at this time, and especially with this sun square moon, Moon in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Mercury in Aquarius. It just makes me think of, and I even mentioned this before, you know, I used to work at Criterion Systems. We used to do, blueprints for hospitals, and there were 50 pages of blueprints. Just think of if you live in the city or you've witnessed some outfit building a skyscraper. How many years does it take? How many people does it take? How many mistakes can be made? How many change orders need to be written up in the process of building a skyscraper? I think of Dubai and that needle going up, whatever, you know? It's like, you know, this is Aquarius, okay? Aquarius is group projects, and we have groups of different consciousness, evolutionary stages, being awake, being asleep, being leaders, being followers, being meditators, digging in, stepping out. So there's a whole huge variety of people. So today's mantra is that it is necessary to use our left brain Mercury and examine the intricacies. There's a lot of intricacies. Let's say that you're in a long-term marriage. Okay, you've merged and melded together. There's a lot of levels and dimensions and intricacies to the deeper a relationship is. If you've been doing a particular job, maybe in a corporation for many years, there's many levels behind the scenes and secrets and, people doing the going to co-workers and all. There's a, life is full of intricacies. It's my favorite word today, and so. What we need to do is balance and integrate the left brain, linear, logical, rational reality, so to speak, and the right brain, okay, that is intuition, futuristic, envision, optimism, sees the connections. We need to do both. Not get stuck in one or the other, not look down our nose at one or the other, not evaluate or judge or whatever, because just like Dane Ridyer said, we are all spiritual monads, and yes, this is part of the paradox of Neptune in Pisces, that yes, we are all born equal, and we die equal, and we're not equal. Some of us are older, some are younger, some are more conscious, some are more unconscious, some are more evolved or less evolved, some are old souls that have had thousands of lifetimes, some are brand new, that this is like their third time around. There is a hierarchy, and there's not a hierarchy. Our essence, there's no hierarchy. Our experience is hierarchical. So this is where we want to do both. And the big change that I'm talking about is each one of us can use 2021 to make massive life changes. And socially, planetarily wise, right? United Nations or globally wise or whatever. Again, massive changes. So, when it comes to making changes, the bigger, the more complex. I need to examine the intricacies. Then intuit what comes next. So, I think maybe we can intuit what comes next and then examine the intricacies. But I think if we examine the intricacies, it actually helps feed the intuitive pictures, images, downloads that we get. So I think it's actually good to go from left brain to right brain or whatever. Everybody does their own thing, baby, right? But just, you know, try to do both. Remember to do both. Integration, that's, you know, leads to evolution. So one last time, let you go here, ready? And, the song. I gotta say, and it's perfect, one of my old-time favorite albums. You should check out the whole album by Steely Dan. It's called Pretzel Logic. Some of you may know Pretzel Logic. I think that's the name of the album. That one of my old-time favorite songs. Any major dude will tell you. Some of you might know that song. What you can do is, below the video here, there's a show more. You click show more. It shows. I write up a little bit of stuff, and I will put the link to Any Major Dude in the freaking notes. Yeah. Okay, what is it now? When it comes to making changes, the bigger the more complex. I need to examine the intricacies, then intuit what comes next. May you examine and intuit all week long. Namaste, aloha, so much love.